Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something odd like a reading or a joke or a story, which I call a wombat. And I have a wombat tonight. I have a reading. So, this is a wombat night. I come to you from WEHC, which is the radio station of Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. It's 90.7 on your FM dial, and you can also go to WEHCFM.com and hit a button for streaming. And my first song tonight is My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. George Harrison was one of the Beatles. This was his first album after leaving the Beatles, and it was the first ex-Beatles song to go to number one. It was the best-selling single of 1971. On the album with him are Ringo Starr, Eric Clapton, and the group Badfinger, so he had some good backup. And he was aiming to sort of bring in Hare Krishna, which is the Indian god, and the traditional Christian Hebrew, Hallelujah, and did so well. One writer on writing about this said that his guitar, his slide guitar technique, it was musically as distinctive as a signature, as the mark of Zorro. So listen for George Harrison's slide guitar on there. You can't miss it, actually. This is My Sweet Lord, which happens to be probably, possibly, my favorite song of all time. That was My Sweet Lord by George Harrison and Friends. The next song is kind of a different one for me. It's called These Colors Don't Run, and it's a very kind of simple-minded song, straightforward. I just finished listening to two books. One was The Brave Ones, about paratroopers in Afghanistan, and the other one was called The Things They Carried, which is about Vietnam. And in both of them, the soldiers were not officers. They were privates and corporals and people down on the front line getting shot at and buddies getting killed and things like that. And I was in the Army. I served. I'm a veteran. I was there for 2 years, but I didn't have to go to war. I got out just before Vietnam, so I had it pretty easy. Anyway, this next song is called The Colors Don't Run, and it's kind of super patriotic. And in a way, you know, a lot of the patriotic stuff is getting carried away, and people sometimes are pushing for other things that I don't advocate. And it's hard to be associated with some of the super patriots. But nonetheless, there is a part of it that came out in these books where you realize a lot of young men especially, but young women too, are going off to fight for their country, to do what they think is right. And they do that out of obedience. It's not that their leaders may be sitting in the wrong place. They may be pushing battles we shouldn't be in. But these men aren't there to judge their leaders. These men are there to do what they're told. And they fight and die and suffer. And I was impressed. And this song catches sort of why they do it. We need people who are patriotic, not necessarily to go off for the wrong wars, but to fight when we are in trouble. So I kind of like this song. I heard it at a concert recently. I liked it. I got home and looked it up and found this version of it. So this is called The Colors Don't Run. It's by Van Zant, which is two brothers, and it's a country music song. And as I say, rather simply presented, but the sympathy, the emotion, the patriotism is real, and it's there.
I got Old Glory hanging out in my garage, and one on the chrome post flying in my yard. I got a patch on my jacket, says 101st, and a sticker on my bumper says don't mess with her. These colors don't run, I hold them dear to my heart. With all of my might, I stand up and fight for every star and every stripe. Yeah, of the men and the women who risk their lives for our cause. Let me tell you, son, we're still number one, and these colors don't run. I pledge allegiance to this nation, an eagle flying high. I'm the first to shoot off fireworks on the 4th of July. And God bless the people who love this great land. When it comes to freedom, united we stand. These colors don't. I hold them dear to my heart. With all of my might, I'd stand up and fight for every star and every stripe. Girl, I'm a proud supporter of the men. Tell you, son, we're still number one. tell you some. We're still number one. These colors don't run. We never will, we never have. And you better be glad. These colors don't run.
That was These Colors Don't Run by a duo of brothers called Van Zandt, Z-A-N-T, Zandt. Next is Twists in My Sobriety by Tanita Tikaram, or Tikaram. And it's from 1988, it's her debut album. She was about 18 when she recorded this, and in trying to explain the meaning, she wrote the song. She said it really was about not being connected, about that transition from adolescence into adulthood where you didn't really feel part of the world and were trying to find your place. It's kind of enigmatic. It features an oboe, which is apparently fairly rare in this kind of music, and what I like about it is something to do with the rhythm. And the way the voice and the rhythm combine, it's kind of a haunting, almost counterpoint-like thing. Anyway, this is Twists in My Sobriety by Tanita Tikaram.
Thank you. is drawn red from my hands, from my hands. You know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety, more than twist in my sobriety, more than twist in my sobriety.
That was Twists in My Sobriety by Tanita Tikaram. Well, it's time for another song that I think is from the same the same place. This one's called Stay Alive, and I heard it in the movie The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. It's by Jose Gonzalez. I'm going to read you the lyrics, and I believe it's another person who's kind of lost, who is trying to find their way, and finds life a bit off-putting. So here's the story, Stay Alive. There's a rhythm in rush these days, where the lights don't move and the colors don't fade, leaves you empty with nothing but dreams in a world gone shallow, in a world gone lean. Sometimes there's things a man cannot know, gears won't turn and the leaves won't grow. There's no place to run and no gasoline, engine won't turn and the train won't leave. Engine won't turn and the train won't leave. I will stay with you tonight, hold you close till the morning light. In the morning, watch a new day rise. We'll do whatever just to stay alive. We'll do whatever just to stay alive. Well, the way I feel is the way I write. It isn't like the thoughts of the man who lies. There is a truth and it's on our side. Dawn is coming. Open your eyes. Look into the sun as the new days rise. So it's one of those sort of existential poems of being lost and seeing possibly a way out. But again, I like the rhythm and the way it goes against the singer's voice, just like in the previous song.
There's a rhythm and rush these days, where the lights don't move and the colors don't fade, leaves you empty with nothing but dreams, in a world gone shallow, in a world gone mean. Sometimes there's things a man cannot know, gears won't turn and the leaves won't grow. There's no place to run and no gasoline. Engine won't turn and the train won't leave. Engines won't turn and the train won't leave. I will stay with you. Just to stay alive. Well, the way I feel is the way I write. Isn't like the thoughts of a man who lies. There is a truth and it's on our side. Dawn is coming, open your eyes. Look into the sun as a new day. I've been waiting. notice of rhythm and rush these days, where the lines don't move and the colors don't fade. Leaves you empty with nothing but dreams, in a world gone shallow, in a world gone mean. But there is a truth and it's on our side. Dawn is coming, open your eyes. Look into the sun as a new day's rise.
That was Stay Alive by Jose Gonzalez. Well, next is another one that's quite different. this is Reverend John Wilkins singing Let the Redeemed of the Lord Say So. And I heard it on a movie the other night. It was a background track. Reverend John Wilkins is from Memphis, but really grew up in the hill country of North Mississippi. And his father was a singer and a minister and a musician. And John Wilkins followed in his father's footsteps and later in life became a minister. And I think this song was probably recorded after he was a minister. Anyway, it's, I assume, him playing the guitar. It's very simple guitar playing, although quite good, I think, for what it is, and his voice. And it's kind of a different piece. It sounds like it's something primitive from maybe a couple of centuries ago. It caught my attention, and I like it a lot.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you know that you've been redeemed, you're gonna do well. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you know that you've been redeemed, all of the world know. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Said I've been to the water and I've been baptized. My soul is saved. I'm satisfied. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Said I've been to the water and I've been baptized. My soul is saved. I'm satisfied. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Can I tell you another thing? I got my ticket in my hand, and I'm on my way to the promised land. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Can I tell you another thing? I got my ticket in my hand, and I'm on my way to the promised land. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I know he died on Calvary, paid the price for you and me. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Yes, I know he died on Calvary, paid the price for you and me. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you know that you've been redeemed, you ought to well know. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
That was Let the Redeemed of the Lord Say So by Reverend John Wilkins. Well, I told you I had a wombat tonight, and here it is. So I'll tell you a little bit about it, and I'm going to read you something. I recently read the autobiography of Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn was an actress. She's 70 now, and a comedian who I got to know when she was young. She was on a show called Laugh-In, and just a great, great person to watch. I got a kick out of her. So I read her autobiography, and I really enjoyed it. It's called Goldie, A Lotus Grows in the Mud. And there are lots of good stories in it. But I'm going to read you one little vignette from a trip she took to India with her son and her stepson. And it's a couple pages long. And I think it just spoke to me. And it's kind of a, well, maybe a spiritual experience that she had. So I'm going to read it to you. This is Goldie Hawn. I am ushered into a lovely room with a low table at which I sit cross-legged on the floor with my son Oliver and my stepson Boston. I quiet my mind and inhale the pungent incense and listen to the bells of the monastery gently ringing out all around me. Looking out the window, I see the snow-capped Himalayas towering over us. We are in Dharamsala, India, nestled in the foothills of these majestic mountains. Our breath makes clouds steam as we exhale. A monk in orange and maroon robes appears at the back of the room and steps through a soft Tibetan curtain that covers the doorway. It is the color of saffron. He has a young and gentle face which lights up the room. I am Kutenla, he tells me. We all nod shyly and say hello. I have been told that Kutenla is a man of wisdom and prophecy and incredible kindness. I feel so privileged to meet him. We have walked into his world, another world, the Nechung Monastery, a beautiful Buddhist temple in the most heavenly of settings. Kutenla is the current Nechung Oracle, chosen by the Dalai Lama and deemed to be a reincarnate of the original oracle of 750 AD. He is the spiritual protector of the Dalai Lama and the Tibetan government in exile. Several times a year he adorns himself in an elaborate costume weighing more than 70 pounds and a huge hat weighing more than 30. Despite being almost crushed beneath the weight, he goes into a spiritual trance-like state during which he dances and speaks his wisdom. Having had a normal childhood in the Tibetan Children's Village, a Montessori school that I help support, he had a hidden purpose that none suspected. But as a young monk, he suffered severe headaches from which he could find no relief. Then one day, he had what looked like an epileptic seizure. Much to his own surprise, he began to recite ancient Tibetan that no one had ever taught him. The Dalai Lama heard of this and appointed him the new oracle. Now, here we are being granted an audience. I am living a mother's dream on this most special of our journeys with my sons. Boston, a practicing Buddhist and a Buddhist scholar in his final year at the university, is very much into his stance, wanting to share his knowledge. Oliver looks more at peace than I have ever seen him. When Kutenla first walked in, I was shocked. I expected to see an old, wise mystic, not this young man, round-faced, joyful man. He sits down and takes tea with us and asks about our day. We feel a glow sitting in this place of peace with the sound of chanting and bells coming from the temple, and monks coming and going noiselessly. We are ripe and alive and in awe, our hearts and minds open to the unknown. I love witnessing my son's experience as much as I am enjoying my own. I understand you have something to ask me, Kutenla says with a warm smile. I do, I say, nodding reverently. I would like to know what joy is to you. How would you describe it? Of all the people I have ever met, the Tibetans are the happiest. They seem to have a secret of some time. Kutenla looks at me and laughs his big open laugh. Let me see if I can explain this, he says, resting his hands on his knees and looking for all the world like a young Buddha. I believe that we are born with a seed of joy. You do? Yes, every human being comes into this world wanting happiness and not wishing to suffer. His words ring so true to me. I think of my childhood wish to be happy, or further back to my own bubble of happiness that I was born with. I can't help but think of those who try to attain levels of happiness through an altered state, and how that usually only ends with sadness. You see, we believe that through quieting of the mind, we are able to separate what is real and what isn't, what is ego and what is truth. It is like making butter. You keep churning and churning until the cream begins to separate. You must really work at churning a chaotic mind. Learn to separate your thoughts from your true nature. and become a witness rather than a party to your destructive emotions. What you're left with is a natural state of joy. I smile. Is that like nirvana? He laughs. Not exactly nirvana, but to become a bodhisattva, excuse me, what's a bodhisattva? Oliver asks. Boston interjects. A bodhisattva is someone who has taken the vow to act for the benefit of all sentient beings. To take a vow of bodhisattva is a promise to help others through compassion, wisdom, and understanding. You arrive at freedom by understanding your deeper nature. You arrive at freedom by understanding your deeper nature, and when you are free, you can feel joy. Kuntena smiles and nods, impressed. Boston glows with happiness. This is all fine and well, I say, but it seems to me there is so much sorrow in the world, even for those who have deep faith and belief. How do we transcend our deepest pain? Kuntena smiles a smile that warms the chilly rooms. We have a saying, the lotus grows in the mud. The lotus grows in the mud? What does that mean? The lotus is the most beautiful flower whose petals open one by one, but it will only grow in mud. In order to grow and gain wisdom, first you must have the mud, the obstacles of life and its suffering. That's a beautiful metaphor, I say wistfully, and an interesting teaching in itself. The mud speaks of the common ground that we humans share, no matter what our station in life, he says. Whether we have it all or we have nothing, we are all faced with the same obstacles, sadness, loss, illness, dying, and death. If we are to strive as human beings, to gain more wisdom, more kindness, and more compassion, we must have the intention to grow as a lotus and open each petal one by one. Kuntela unravels his mala, or tiger eye, prayer beads from around his waist and opens my hand. Closing my fingers around his mala, he looks me in the eye. This is my gift to you, he says. Don't lose it. Smiling, unable to speak, I nod my gratitude. All you need, Kuntela says. All you need, Kuntena tells me as he stands to go, his eyes gentle, is the intention and the wish to be happy. And it will be so. So that's a reading from the book Goldie, A Lotus Grows in the Mud, which is an autobiography of Goldie Hawn. And that's my wombat for tonight. And the next song, I think, fits in perfectly with the mood that I get from that reading. This is The Rose by Bette Midler, a song she wrote and made famous.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say its only seed.
that was The Rose by Bette Midler. And she didn't write it. Amanda McBroom wrote it, apparently a well-known artist and somebody who did a lot of Jacques Brel work. So I was wrong about that. It was, but Bette Midler made the song famous. Next up is Buffy St. Marie, a very talented Canadian who was part Indian. And this is her version of Cripple Creek, which is a well-known fiddle tune and banjo tune. And it starts off with the mouth harp. It's the thing you twang between your teeth, and it goes, boom, boom, boom. You'll hear it. I've tried it. I've played it. I've taken lessons in it. And I can tell you this. If you don't do it right, the little thing will cut your lip into shreds, and you'll get blood all over the place. And I've seen people playing it on stage with blood going all over the place. So this is Cripple Creek, as performed by Buffy St. Marie.
Hey, I go to gal at the head of the creek, and I'm going up to see her about two times a week. Kiss around the mouth, just as sweet as any vine. Wrap myself around me like a sweet potato vine. Going up Cripple Creek, going on a run. Going up Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going in a whirl. Going up Cripple Creek, see my girl. About half grown, jump on a boy like a dog on a bone. Roll my britches up to my knees. I'm gonna wait old Cripple Creek whenever I please. Going up Cripple Creek, going on a run. Going up Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going in a whirl. Going up Cripple Creek, see my girl. Deep, gonna wait, old Cripple Creek, whenever I sleep. Hills are steep and the roads are muddy, and I'm so drunk that I can't stand steady. I'm going up Cripple Creek, going on a run. Going up Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going in a whirl. Going up Cripple Creek, see my girl.
That was Cripple Creek by Buffy St. Marie. And the next song is, talk about a change of pace. This is Yesterday When I Was Young by Roy Clark. And a more reflective song I don't think I've ever heard. And I identify with this. I'm old now, and I remember when I was young. So when I hear this song, I identify strongly with the lyrics that Roy Clark is singing. And I think he does a beautiful job of getting the meaning across.
It seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. I guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased it long as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening blues may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on wind and shifting sail. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast the time, and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all.
Mm-hmm.
yesterday. The moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and the emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday, when I was young.
Yesterday, when I was young, by Roy Clark. Well, next is another kind of nostalgic song. This is the Bonnie Light Horseman by the Short Sisters. The Short Sisters are a trio of young women. Well, they're not so young now. When I first met them, they were young. They used to come on the weekends I went on. They were professional performers, beautiful harmony, and I heard them sing this song, Bonnie Light Horseman. It's about a woman whose lover has been slain. He was a light horseman in the cavalry fighting against Napoleon. And Napoleon, is in a famous battle, lowered his cannons. Cannons normally shoot an arc. You know, the cannonball goes up high and comes down. But in this particular battle, Napoleon lowered the cannons so they fired direct. And the troops were close enough that it killed them. And her lover was killed. So this is the Bonnie Light Horseman by the Short Sisters.
When Bonnie commanded his armies to stand, he leveled his cannon right over the land. And he leveled his cannon, his victories to gain, and slew my light horseman on the road coming home. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie Light Horseman in the wars he was slain. I will dress in men's apparel, to the regiment I'll go, I'll be a brave soldier and fight all his foes. I would count it an honor if I could obtain to die on the field where my darling was slain. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie Light Horseman in the wars he was slain. Now if I was a small bird and had wings to fly, I'd fly all across the salt seas to where my love does lie. And with my fond wings I'd beat over his grave and kiss the pale lips that lie cold in the clay. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie Light Horseman in the wars he was slain. The dove she laments for her mate as she flies, oh where, tell me where is my darling, she cries. And where in this wild is there one to compare with my Bonnie Light Horseman who was slain in the war? Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my bonny light horseman in the wars he will slay. Broken hearted I'll wander, broken hearted I'll remain, since my bonny light horseman in the wars he will slay.
That was Bonnie Light Horseman by the Short Sisters. Well, I've spent my life with music, a lot of it, and gotten to know a lot of people and heard a lot of wonderful songs. And I enjoy making this radio show because I get to play those songs and look for them and find them and find new ones to play for you and just get a big kick out of it. A lot of the songs are by people, well, not a lot, but some that I knew, like the Short Sisters. And the next one is, too. Last summer, my wife and I went to a music camp. We didn't go this year. We may go next year. And during the camp, I recorded a lot of live music. This next song, Iko Iko, or Iko Iko, was recorded by a friend of mine, Evie Mayer, and her friend. And they got up on the stage and had some people with them to make the music. And they performed this song. And I happen to like it a lot. I've heard the commercial recording of it, which is good. And this may not be quite as good, but it was live, and I think it's a great recording of it. So this is Iko Iko by Evie Mayer and Friends. Was Iko Iko by Evie Mayer and Friends. Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music each week, Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance to play a few of my favorite songs. We're coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And you can also pick us up on the web streaming at WEHC, that's Emory Henry College, WEHCFM.com. And if you go there and scroll down, you'll find a listening button and you can catch us streaming. So you can pick up WEHC anytime, anywhere. A lot of life goes by without being reflected upon. And I think that's good in a way. A lot of the most important things happen to us just because we're there, we're alive, we're witnessing it happen without necessarily stepping away and thinking about it. And I don't think that's always bad. I think that's a good way. The other part of life is to be in the moment where you're aware of being aware. You're sort of sitting back and saying, hey, this is special, or this is important. And that sort of awareness adds another depth. But both parts are strong. And so I encourage you to sort of be aware that even the parts where you aren't stepping back are really good. And now it's time to tell you good night and encourage you to do what I ask you to do each week. And I want you to join me in this. I'm trying to do it each week. And that is, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.